The proposed map takes Democratic strongholds Stevens Point, Wisconsin Rapids, and Chippewa Falls out of the 7th District and replaces them with Republican-leaning St. Croix County. Last night on Wisconsin Public Radio's Route 51 regional talk show, Congressman Duffy denied published reports that he drew up the map with the assistance of fellow Republican Paul Ryan.
From what I've seen, it appears that it accomplishes the legal goals. But yeah, again, I can't sit back and say I drew the map, because I didn't.
Published reports quote Paul Ryan as crediting Sean Duffy with keeping his Democratic opponent Pat Kreitlow in the district, even though Kreitlow's base of support, Chippewa Falls, was taken out. Duffy admitted that he made that request.
I said, listen, whatever you do, I want to make sure Pat Kreitlow's in the district. Because I had heard some postings that were saying Republicans were going to draw Pat Kreitlow out of the district. When I heard that coming from the Democrat side of the aisle, I want to make sure that doesn't happen. And so I didn't know what the map was going to look like. I just made one request that Pat Kreitlow be included in the district.
And Duffy was asked about the shared history of Stevens Point, Wisconsin Rapids, and Wausau.
Personally, would you like to see Stevens Point and Wisconsin Rapids stay in that district with Wausau?
Well, listen, I'm not going to engage in speculating on the map. I'll tell you this. I've enjoyed my work in Portage County and all over Wisconsin, Rapids, and Wood County as a whole. I worked hard there. These people voted for me.
Sean Duffy is the first Republican to represent the 7th District in 41 years. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.